Let me say something very clearly to everyone in this hall. When it comes to the NHS, don't whisper it, don't hold back, speak loud and proud about what we've done in office. Tell them on the doorstep. Tell them we protected the budget so the spending has gone up year after year. And while you're at it, tell them this. There is only one group of politicians in the United Kingdom that has cut the NHS, and that is the Labour Party in Wales, and they should be ashamed of what they did. Tell them we've got more doctors and nurses working in our NHS. Tell them the Cancer Drugs Fund has got life-saving drugs to over 60,000 people, and remind them it didn't even exist before this government. Tell them that survival rates for stroke, for cancer, for heart disease are all up. Tell them that hospital infections have been cut in half. And tell them what all this means. It means more people hearing those magical words all clear. More precious loved ones getting better. And today, you can tell them something else. For years, it's been too hard to access the NHS out of hours. But illness doesn't respect working hours. Heart attacks, major accidents, babies. These things don't just come from 9 to 5. And the truth is that you're more likely to die if you turn up at the hospital at the weekend. Some of the resources, like the scanners, aren't up and running. The key decision makers, they're not always there. So I can tell you this. With a future Conservative government, we would have a truly 7-day NHS. Already millions more people can see a GP 7 days a week, but by 2020, I want this for everyone, with hospitals properly staffed, especially for urgent and emergency care, so that everyone will have access to the NHS services they need 7 days a week by 2020, the first country in the world to make this happen. So whether you're a patient, a school leaver, a home buyer, a parent, or a pensioner, we can say, when it comes to our NHS, we are with you.